Get ready for a new episode of CSB Broadcast, where Community State Bank links you to the communities of Southeast Wisconsin and provides a unique opportunity to learn about the people, businesses, events, and financial opportunities happening near you. Community State Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that has served the communities of Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties since 1898. To learn more about Community State Bank, visit us online at csb.bank. Community State Bank is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ellie Heigl at Community State Bank, and today we have a really special podcast. We have Jimmy Waldron with us, president of Racine County Farm Bureau, and then we also have Brian Lois with us, ag relationship banker at Community State Bank. He's going to be leading today's podcast just to find out a little bit about what's going on at Racine County Farm Bureau and some hot topics in the community.
Yeah, Ellie, thanks for having us here. And Jimmy, thanks for coming out and doing this podcast with us. It's always a pleasure to get along and not get along. That sounded stupid.
It did sound stupid, Brian, but I'm not editing it.
We'll just start right now. It's always a pleasure for you to come out and join us for a podcast. This is the second or third one we've done with you now.
And, yeah.
Need to do more, honestly.
Excited to be here. I'm actually, believe it, I'm being paid to be here this time.
You are.
In an unofficial way, but easy to get me to come here and talk without being paid, but if there's a financial reward to it, I'm all in.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're missing our one counterpart, the voice of Union Grove here.
We
missed him, so one of these times when we have him back in the room, I do, this can be a teaser on our way out. Someday I want us all to try and do our best impersonations of Dave or our best radio voice or voice of the fair.
Oh, I feel like we should try that without him.
You want to try it? Well, we could all take a stab at it.
I'm not taking a stab at it.
I don't know if we can all. Are we going to steal his line too and have about 400? My good friend
Jimmy Waldron's in the room today.
I remember he's been the voice so long. We all showed when he was doing it. I don't know that I ever got a good friend. Maybe by the end of my career.
Really?
What does that mean?
Why he's not here, I'll definitely accuse him of not giving me the good friend. I can't remember if I did or not, but I'm going to go with just for
you
the sake of it.
Yeah,
he snubbed me hard.
Jimmy, just to start out, what's new in your world right now? What are you up to? What are you doing?
So in the Farm Bureau world, it is National Ag Week this week. So like I said, that's what brought us together in the first place. And I thought it'd be a good time to come on here and remind everybody as we're headed into spring, we've had some nice weather. This week's back to a little bit of winter, but now that we're here for good weather and spring's coming, I want to remind everybody farmers are going to be out there, tractors are going to be out there, just like we've always talked about. And then what I've been getting phone calls on behalf of Farm Bureau is, I should reiterate the theme of National Ag Week, I just looked this up, is growing a climate for tomorrow.
What does that mean?
That is a great question, right? But I think they're hitting it right on the head of right now in your social media world, anywhere, climate and farmers and change is all a hot topic. So they're kind of hitting it right on the head, and we have that coming into our life a little bit right now. Of as you drive around the community here, you see a lot of solar panels going up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a new natural gas pipeline that We Energies needs to put in, and the reason they need to put that in is because they are trying to, the Oak Creek plant is trying to wean off of their coal burning facilities, so they need more natural gas. So a 30-inch pipeline is going to be coming through the neighborhood earlier. So
we're going to be talking about that too.
Just up by Dover Inn in that area, it sounds like, is a potential.
Yeah, I believe there's a couple of different potential ways they can go, and that's going to go through a lot of the community and farmer, whichever route they decide to go on. And that all ties into climate and the policies of our government and everything like that. So as a Farm Bureau and a grassroots organization that is here to listen to anybody and everybody and then lobby on the behalf of them at the state and local levels, these are the topics that guys are calling me on.
Jimmy, that's a good point that you bring up, and I want to kind of lead into that a little bit. I know me and you have talked about this before, but what truly is, you know, what is Farm Bureau out there for? What's their mission? What's their goal? What are they trying to accomplish?
So actually on our local Farm Bureau board, the county board, we're tackling that exact question, right? We actually did, we've done a survey in the board of just what does Farm Bureau mean to you? What is it? We're trying to tackle that, answer that question exactly. And we're coming up with a core value statement, which I feel like is a fancy word for what we officially say. But what we're trying to do is connect the community together, connect your traditional farmers, if that's the right word, with your part-time farmers, with your small farmers, with the community, just to build that relationship between everybody so people still realize where their food's coming from, and try and help that out. And on the local level, still have some representation of farmers in government so that things don't get so hard to do and just have that disconnect between your community and the people that grow the food for it.
Cool.
Typical politics, right? You can't answer a question without having to go into some long speech part of it, but I guess that's I don't know any other way to explain it.
Yeah, no, I know we've talked about that before. You know, what is the mission of Farm Bureau? And I think it can be broad at times, but if the local organization is for a certain topic, or, you know, they want to make themselves known for something, and it sounds like that's your goal.
Well, and right now, too, I am feeling optimistic on this because, like, Farm Bureau on the state level has just hired some new people on their government relations teams up at the state. And when you get to meet these people, they're young, hungry, and they grew up in the world of politics, and they're really good at what they do. And you feel energized after talking to them, going, okay, farmers might really actually have a voice here. And so on the local level, you go, okay, what can we do on that? And basically, this ties into this podcast. It ties into anything we're trying to do of just build a little awareness of what's going on out there. So if a few people hear this and then ask a few questions of, oh, what's the need of that pipeline, or ask a few questions about what's going on with that with these solar panels, or where is the energy from those solar panels going to end up? Because by all means, we all need electricity, so mm-hmm. we need that pipeline to come through. But at the meantime, it's also going to come through guys' land and disrupt a couple of crop years, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the end of the day, we need it. And then same thing with the solar panels, of just inspire some conversations between people and just make people a little more aware of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's important for any community to know what's going on in their backyard. And I think a lot of people nowadays are, you know, they maybe aren't paying attention as much as maybe what they need to be in how it's going to impact their local communities or what they're involved with. So
absolutely. The other things that, so we don't have to all go hard into that, the other things that we have that brought us together here, right, I'll just hit this to get it out of the way, was our Young Farmer Program. They're going to be running around out. They know how hard farmers are working in the spring. So you can sign up your farm, sign up anybody you want, and they will bring lunch out to you. They're going to be doing it on Saturday, April 4th. And I want to say the deadline to sign up is March 28th,
so and Jimmy, next week. How do people sign up for that? What's the way to get people signed
anything
up?
Anything with Racine County Farm Bureau's social media pages. There's a link to a Google form. Any of our personal pages, we've all shared it. But, yeah, if you just go right to our Racine County Young Farmers Facebook page, if you just search Racine County Farm Bureau, you'll find it in Facebook. And they've got the form in there, and you just plug in what time you'd kind of like the food and how many people you've got. And fortunately from you guys, you're helping us donate a little bit. Harry Hansen, the meat service, is throwing us some too for doing this. So the community is getting behind it. And it's a fun little thing. The young farmers will take a Saturday and run around, and they'll grill up some brats and run them around and get you fed for the day and just say a little thank you and appreciate the hard work.
Yeah, bringing that. Sorry, Ellie.
It's okay. Brian keeps stealing my thunder.
Yeah.
How did
yeah.
that idea come to be?
We were just, honestly, in the young farmer meetings, they were trying to think of something we could do to appreciate Farm Bureau members and farmers, and not, I guess, doesn't have to be a member, but just something to say thank you. And this was something that popped up in a meeting, and everybody jumped on board. So they've got a couple of chair people organizing it and going grocery shopping, and they're going to take somebody's house and a couple of grills and fire them up that morning. And anytime you get a bunch of us younger guys together, they seem to always have fun doing it. And you feel good doing something a little helpful, right? So,
awesome. Did you have a lot of people sign up already?
Yes, there's plenty of room, though. I want to say they're up to 20, 25 people right now, but okay. There's still over a week to go here yet of signing up, and so maybe some people hear about it on here and feel free to sign up. Or, you know, farmers are so proud that they almost don't want to sign up, so I told some of the chair people to just call them and offer them, hey, I'll fill out the form for you, what time you want it, you know, and sometimes they got to be told they need something nice done for them.
Yeah, and Ellie, is that something maybe we could share on our social media platforms?
We already did.
Wow, look at you.
I know how to do my job.
Well, and Ellie, you should walk us through what you guys did. When you called me about it, I thought that was an awesome thing you guys did here at the bank.
Yeah, so we saw it on social media and kind of wanted to be a part of it. And this week we celebrated National Ag Week. So we encourage staff to wear jeans at the office, and if they wanted to wear jeans, which is, you know, a really hot thing over here because people like to wear jeans in the office, $10 they would donate towards this initiative. So we collected some funds, and we're happy to donate $350 towards
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when you were first told me, I kind of chuckled. I'm like, oh, what a great little way to do that. So we thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And those will go a long way. And I know when I start thinking to myself, I go, man, what would I pay to wear jeans? And I go, I would donate plenty of money. I don't pretty much go anywhere without wearing jeans. So
The other thing with National Ag Week or Ag Day, you know, that was on Tuesday, but National Ag Week is all week here. Is us at the bank, we celebrate that pretty hard because we do have four people here from the bank that are farmers as well.
Yeah.
You know, Dave and I both are, and Jeff Erhardt, a board member of ours, is a farmer, and actually Bill Fleece up in credit also is a farmer.
Okay.
You know, so we do take that serious, and, you know, we like supporting the ag community just like Farm Bureau does.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of a really cool story I just heard the other day. I was out visiting with a local dairy farmer, and having those people that are still related to ag on the bank board and on the bank – and I heard a story, he's near retirement, right? And he was talking about when he got married sometime in the 70s, him and his wife went to a bank. They had $125 to their name after their wedding to open an account. And he wanted to then get a loan to buy out his family farm. And in the 70s, agriculture wasn't in a great spot.
Yeah,
and
totally.
We always hear about how it went into the 80s. But he was looking for a loan of $750,000, and he had $125 in the bank. So obviously we all know what the bank initially would say. Well, there were a couple of farmers that were on the board that were able to step up and vouch for him. And it was just interesting to hear him tell that story and thank those guys for that day of they stepped up and had his back and, you know, checked on him throughout his career, but he paid that loan back through some hard financial times, which it seems like we're in here again with interest rates where they are and all that stuff. So it felt good to hear that story and him. I just you realize how valuable having those a little bit of farming background and knowledge in higher positions at the bank.
And you know, from that standpoint, it also makes my job as a lender and Dave's job as a lender easier when our board of directors and a lot of members here at the bank understand agriculture.
Yeah.
You're not talking a foreign language to them. Like if me and you are sitting here shooting the bull, we understand what we're talking about, but some people don't understand agriculture. And when you have that backing, it really makes our job fun, honestly.
That was something else I thought of, kind of going back to the land going into solar as we talk about the solar energy. Has any of that or even the income from that helped people? Is there a good side of that of like where okay, if a farmer, I don't even know if this scenario exists, but he had some land that he signed up and the income from that maybe is putting them in a better spot to maybe get a loan and help them with their farming? Or have you run into that yet?
Yeah, so we haven't run into a ton of that yet because the solar panel project that we're talking about is not fully operational. And I don't know specific numbers, but the true escalator clause in those solar panel contracts where they're getting the big dollar amounts, you know, $1,000+ an acre, that doesn't start until the solar panels are in. Those solar panels are scheduled to come in here in April, but there's 480,000 panels, and it's going to take them over 6 months to put those solar panels
in. That's the scary part. And from what I understand, and again, this is mostly and not ever a true source, but a lot of these deals, they could be individual between the landowners of how you signed up and when you're going to be paid. And maybe you got a little up front, but yeah, I think the majority of it, right, isn't paid till the solar panels are up. So I think there's land sitting there with concrete posts in it that can't be farmed. And I just, me personally, without knowing a ton about it, I wonder, man, how does that hurt your land value, you know, years down the road?
Totally.
You know, and so that's where it just gets real interesting, and I think a lot of conversations need to be had when you're going to sign up into these, because some of these numbers sound great, and you're doing an old deal where you're signing the deal on the hood of your truck, but I would encourage everybody to do their homework on these yet.
Yeah, totally. And just talking, you know, the sheer size of this solar panel project. I was looking it up here before this meeting. The total area that the solar panels were originally supposed to be on, the whole project is 5,300 acres.
Oh, wow.
The solar panels themselves are on 1,500 acres of farm ground in Kenosha County. And I know me and you have talked about this before, but, yeah, you know, more than likely that'll never be farmed again. You know, and I'm all for, we need energy, like we talked about.
Absolutely.
You know, homes need to be, you know, powered and everything. And they say they can power 55,000 homes when this project is up and running. You know, but that's 1,500 acres of corn or soybeans or hay or something like that that'll never be grown again here in Kenosha County.
Well, and the other interesting thing, we talked about it at a Farm Bureau meeting that came up, and I believe American Farm Bureau was exploring, like, ways to still use that area. Like, maybe you could graze something in between the solar panels or whatnot. But right now, the way it seems, of your options would be, you know, cattle or maybe sheep or anything. And if you've ever seen a funny video of goats climb on everything. So these solar panels are not going to hold up to goats playing on them or anything.
Yep.
And then if you've ever driven by a cattle pasture, cattle rub on everything.
Absolutely.
You get itchy and just want to. So they would destroy these panels. So now you'd be lobbying on half to try to build up the strength of these panels and posts and whatnot, which is only going to increase the cost.
Absolutely.
And this is such a new thing that's already being subsidized to get it going to begin with, and now you're going to increase the cost of it. So that's a long ways away from being something that can be done.
Totally. You know,
but they're exploring other options to still make this, you know, make it more beneficial, mm-hmm, besides the energy, and still you make use of that land. But so I encourage, I like the thought that they're exploring those, but that's a long ways away from reality.
For sure. And the scary part to me is it takes 1,500 acres of farm ground. It's a 200 megawatt facility that they're putting in for the solar panels.
Yeah.
The coal plant that they're decommissioning is 1,600 megawatts. So how many more acres of farm ground is going to have to go into solar panels or renewable energy that we're going to lose? And,
yeah,
you know, the world's an ever-growing population. They're projecting by 2050 to be at 9 billion people. And we're going to have to feed all those people at some point, you know.
Yeah.
So
where's that coming from?
So
farmland's going to be a priority. And then also look at, as we head into more of these green energy bills and electric cars and all this stuff, the amount of electricity that's going to be needed if this stays headed where we are. What was the, I'm going to speak stuff that I don't know the facts of, but I believe our president just signed in a new bill, you know, hammering in, you got to have, you know, 50% electric cars by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary to me of what, that was just in the news when we had that cold stretch there, end of January, early February, and all the electric cars in Chicago
weren't
charging
moving
for days.
Yep.
And then when you start thinking, okay, these generators for an electric car are run by a diesel engine,
mm-hmm,
and the amount of time that diesel engine has to run to charge a car to go so many miles. So now if you start figuring out your mileage, we've gone the other way.
Yeah, is it a benefit?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That seems crazy to me, but I'm just a farm kid from over here in Union Grove, so maybe that's above my pay grade. I have my favorite line now in the last year or two, or as I've become president of the Farm Bureau, is I'll openly share my opinions, but I love to preface it by saying, well, my opinions are always subject to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do like that, right? Of I generally don't think I'm wrong until you tell me or prove me I'm wrong, and by all means, if I learn something, great. And so I think there's just a lot to be learned yet when it comes to any of these alternative energies.
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, these are relatively new forms of creating electricity within the last 5-10 years. Is really when it became affordable for people to do it. I know there's some farms in the area that, and I know we talked about this the other day too, that are putting solar panels in and they're covering their electric bill.
Yeah.
And it's affordable for them to do it now. But in the
absolutely.
Past, it hasn't been.
That scenario, the scenario of putting in an acre or two in and supplementing a large electric bill from a dairy farm or something, love that. Absolutely think that's a great use of alternative energy. And then even I've heard of another scenario too of a smaller patch, maybe in maybe like 100 acres of solar panels, and that's actually feeding a subdivision. And it was part of the land off of there. And so that of when these projects go up and then they're directly benefiting the people in the area, by all means, I think that's a great use of it. The fear that I have is, yeah, when you put up these big projects in Kenosha, where's that energy going? Is it helping us right here? Then, okay, great. But if it's getting, you know, these companies, and when you start digging into which company owns it, you can get lost real fast of who had the contract and then who's owned by who and whatnot. And that's the case in anywhere you go. But where's that energy ended up? Is it ended up into Chicago, or is it getting pumped? How far away is it going?
So yeah. There's a chance that it could be running, yeah, you know, down to Chicago. Then is there a benefit to the local community? I don't know.
That's what I don't know. And from there could be, and then we just aren't aware of it. But that's, well, we're here having a conversation, and so maybe somebody will tell us. And again, where is Chicago supposed to get their energy? I don't know. Part of me thinks, oh, can't you put these panels on top of a skyscraper, on top of the building, mm-hmm, or something? But again, I don't know how feasible that is.
My thought's always been, we've got thousands of miles of roadways. Why not make them a covered roadway and put solar panels on top of the roadways?
Yeah, there's an idea.
I mean, it's concrete. They can't be farmed or anything like that. Put the panel, build them 20 feet tall and put the panels there.
Yeah, or start putting them in parts of the, put them out in the water or something. Yeah. Put them out there where you can reflect plenty of sunlight and not take up farm ground in the area, or really productive farm ground. Find more creative places to put them.
For sure.
You know, because if it's helping, by all means, let's do it. But yeah, the cost of prime farm ground is, like to see it go a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim, besides Farm Bureau, what else do you do?
So I spend my time kind of talking like this. I sell seed and precision planting equipment to farmers. So I spend the majority of my time talking to anybody and everything, talking any and every way of farming.
You farm as well, don't you?
Yeah, yep. I own 50 acres that I grow corn, soybeans, and rye on, and I have some beef cows so basically any of my professional life is spent in farming, and then my personal hobbies are all different types of farming.
And your political life is spent in farming as
in
well.
In Farm Bureau, yeah. So I could say I'm real diversified in farming. That'd be about the best way. But yeah, all my hobbies seem to revolve around that. Whenever I've done anything, I really like sports. I really like a few things off of farming. But whenever I've spent a lot of time out there, and then something, we get into spring or fall, and I just always have always been drawn back to agriculture.
Yeah. You're also pretty big in the Racine County Fair as well. I know you guys do some stuff there. You know the fair's 125 days away.
Is it really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I put that on a sheet of paper.
Yeah. We had just last week, we had a cream puff committee meeting. And, yeah, reminded me of our responsibilities over there of getting our cash register lined up, getting our shake machine cleaned up and organized, and going, oh, man, them few days before the fair are more stressful than you think. It's easy to go right now. Oh, yeah, I'll be there, no problem.
It's 4 months away.
Yeah, and then
it
that
seems
week,
like tomorrow. Yeah. Like, we're already thinking about it here, yeah. too. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think I had a line last year that I told my family as they, like, came up right before the fair opened that Tuesday night, and I said, if I join another committee, feel free to hit me in the face.
We have it on recording now.
Yes, yes, by all means.
We'll make sure we send it to them.
Yeah, yeah. I go, I when it's months away, I'll have time to help with that. And then in the moment, you're like, oh my God, how is this all going to get done? But I will say by the end of the week, you know, I'm always glad that we do it. It's a ton of fun. And yeah, the fair's a blast. It's my favorite time of the year. And you think you're taking off of work and it's a vacation, but then by the time you're done, you need a vacation from your vacation
Heard
for sure.
That.
But yeah, 125 days. Oh my gosh.
I know. I think, yeah. Jim, I think we feel that way here, honestly. Like, it's, you're going to the fair, having a bunch
you guys
of fun.
Are huge down there.
By
yeah.
the end of it, it's like, all right, we need a vacation. Little do we know, we got two more after that to take care of.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't envy, you know, and that's, I do envy what you guys do down there because you're such a big part of it, and that's why I'm glad we're developing a relationship, because I've brought that up in meetings before of look at all the things Community State Bank's doing at the different fairs and different communities, and I go, I want us to do more stuff like that, and so that's what's cool about us starting to do more things together and build that relationship and help each other out. And you guys always are huge supporters with the cream puffs, and so anything we can do to help and do more of that stuff, we've got our Puffs with Legs program, so we're trying to promote that of people, if you can't come down to the fair, you can at least come to the gate and take cream puffs wherever you need them. And so we're gonna definitely try to promote that, more of that this year, and get a few more out and about in the community, and maybe we can get some more businesses to treat their employees with some cream puffs like you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of my favorite days.
Yeah, that's
cream
always
puff day.
Fun.
It's the only thing I can talk about.
We'll delete that one.
All right, let's talk about solar energy again. Are there other things that you guys are doing in the club right now?
Right now, we're basically trying to tackle that whole getting a better message thing out there right now. I know there's Farm Bureau has actually come out with a couple. I've always struggled with their member benefits. For years, it's been you can get $500 off a new vehicle, and they kind of partner with different brands over the years, or they'll have $500 off of a new tractor. Now, hey, no benefit is taken lightly. But that doesn't – the market for that opportunity is maybe not quite there. Now they have a cool new member benefit, and they got hooked up with the brand Key Apparel, and they have a whole website where you can get, like, cool farmer sayings and Farm Bureau clothes that are made from Key Apparel. And they're also – the other thing on the government side of what they're lobbying for – they're lobbying for some healthcare benefits and stuff right now too, trying to help people find more affordable healthcare. So those, in my world, are exciting. Of going, okay, these are definitely a couple. One is a nice, softer thing that is cool for anybody and everybody can take advantage of. And then if they can get hooked into finding people cheaper healthcare, that'll be huge.
And that's a huge thing for farmers, because most farmers are self-employed and they're paying, you know, for private healthcare. That's not
so that one will be a really cool thing for Farm Bureau to hang their hat on, you know. And again, as I'm younger, as far in the relation to Farm Bureau world, I'm younger and learning what Farm Bureau has done. Forever, the big thing that Farm Bureau has always hung their hat on is land use assessment. They had a big lobbying win years ago to allow you to be in a different tax bracket with your land, and that's important and it's huge. But it's been so long ago. It's like, okay, we need some new things that you know we can actively tell potential Farm Bureau members what we've done for them.
Absolutely.
And so this healthcare thing has a lot of potential to help to work with that. And I should be more informed on it than I am, but that definitely could be huge. And I know the GR team is working hard on that up at the state level.
When you said Key Apparel, I was thinking the old bib overalls.
That's exactly what they are, right? Yeah, that's the first thing I knew of them too. And so for them to have a whole lineup, yeah, I thought the only option was
denim.
A set of denim overalls and a pitchfork like the old farmer pitcher, right?
Well, everyone, I think we should wrap it up here. Jim, I want to thank you for coming out and being with us here today and supporting our podcast. And, you know, we definitely appreciate you coming here, and we appreciate being able to support Farm Bureau and what you guys are doing here. And, you know, I'm a Farm Bureau member. Dave's a Farm Bureau member. You are, obviously, as well, being the president. And just want to thank you again, and we look forward to you coming again. Do you want to tell them where they can find information about Farm Bureau?
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys very much. Appreciate having me on. Anytime I get to come in here and joke around with you guys, appreciate what you did for us here for our program. And absolutely, RacineCountyFarmBureau.com, or find us on Facebook, Racine County Farm Bureau, or Racine County Young Farmer and Agriculturist. Search any of that into Facebook, you'll find us. You want to join, there's links to our membership on that website as well. Speak to any one of us that you see on the Facebook or on the website, any of the board members, and we can help get you signed up and get you a little more familiar with it.
And lastly, if you or anyone you know is interested in being a part of that farm lunch that the Farm Bureau is going to be putting on, find them on Facebook, or you find a Farm Bureau member, they can
Community
get you guys
Bank
signed
has
up.
Shared it. Start looking for Racine County for Young Farmer, and you'll find our page, and you'll get a hold of that, and you can get some lunch and get visiting with some of us.
Cool. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to CSB Broadcast. For more information about Community State Bank or to listen to our other podcasts, please visit us online at csb.bank.